Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
All I heard was he was different this time. What a second year. Oh, Rodon has turned it around. Even being at the stadium last night, hearing a ferocious roar of the crowd when Rodon struck out the sign. Rodon let everybody know about it. All those emotions. Big bad Rodon, when he signed that big contract a year ago, said, I am here for one thing, to pitch in the postseason. And he can't even get out of the fourth inning. Pathetic performance yet again from Carlos Rodon, BT.
The Yankees look bad. I mean, first of all, Rodon was... I don't know what happened to him. It's he came out, he looked so amazing, and then he looked so soft and beaten and absolutely distressed.
But that's what he does, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's his problem. When he's good, he's good. When he's bad, he's bad.
But in the same game, like, he's got nasty stuff to start.
He had no hit stuff to start. Yeah. He was actually hitting 97. I mean, he actually threw the first 10 batters, strike one to the first 10 batters. And his problem usually is, you know, if he's nibbling and he can't put guys away, the pitch count gets high. He was dealing, and he was into it. It is inexplicable how Carlos Rodon melted. Big problem. Yankees, now, we talked about how they looked in game one. They didn't even look that good in victory. No, they did a couple of good things, but we started to really focus on some of the bad things as well. Everybody's got to understand this. The Yankees, and again, Rodon was a mess, and you nailed it. He was awful. But the Yankees as a team had five walks in the first five innings, three of which came from leadoff guys, which obviously put you in a good spot to do something, you know, good. They got 5 1/3 shutout innings from their relief pitchers, and they struck out 15 Royals, and they still lost. And they lost very meekly. Like, the Jazz Chisholm home run was cosmetic. You had Verdugo swinging at a 2-0 pitch with a runner on base that's 5 inches outside. The Yankees look bad. Stanton's a disaster. Something that was said after the game worries me. Worries me about the mindset of this team. I want you to hear from Jazz Chisholm, and you tell me if this is a common response to a playoff loss.
It still feels the same that we're going to win it, you know. I don't feel like anybody feels any different, you know. We're going to go out there and do our thing still. We still don't feel like any team is better than us. We had a lot of missed opportunities tonight, so they just got lucky.
Stop! They got lucky! They got lucky. Saying that they got lucky to me is, I think, really the most disrespectful thing that you could say to another team. Now, the Royals didn't get lucky. The Royals executed better. The Yankees were 1-for-6, runners in scoring position. Royals had 3 knocks. So, to me, and everything up until that point I really liked. Hey, we're confident. We're good. We're going to do it. How in the world can you say that the Royals got lucky?
He's wrong. The Yankees got lucky. The Yankees are lucky that the series is 1-1. The Yankees should be down 0-2. I mean, this is pathetic what's gone on here with this big, bad Yankee team. And Jazz himself, hey, I'm glad to see Jazz got all his moves in as he was rounding the bases with a meaningless home run. Like, look at the scoreboard, bro. Get a sense of the room. You're down 3, you hit a home run, and you're dancing and trotting and doing layups and shooting threes around the bases. How about you put your head down and run around the bases and hope that your team can rally and come back? He's celebrating like he had a game-winning walk-off home run. Jazz Chisholm is a joke, an error, and then a meaningless homer, and he's partying and then saying the Royals got lucky? No, wrong. You are lucky that it's 1-1. They very easily should be down 0-2 facing Seth Lugo in Game 3. Yankees are fortunate. That was an embarrassment, and even worse, maybe what he said. Rodon and his antics on the mound, Jazz and running his mouth after the game, and the Yankees do the same thing. They can't hit, they can't pitch. It's the same thing. It's an embarrassment.
And Sal, now... Let's make sure there is a Game 5. And I still think the Yankees win the series, maybe not as much as I did going into the series, but I think they find a way to get this done. But now with Lugo and Schmidt, obviously bypassing Luis Gil, as Sal just said, so it's going to be shit. It's going to be Schmidt. It's going to be Schmidt tomorrow. But if this thing goes to a Game 5, guess who's pitching for the Yankees? Rodon. He's scheduled to go Game 5. So, you know, unless Aaron Judge plans on waking up a little bit here and joining the party, then the Yankees will not move on. Aaron Judge has a 33.8% playoff strikeout rate. That is the second worst in the history of baseball. I don't know what's going on with him. This is no longer an overreaction. This is now a problem because he is jumpy. He has no feel for the strike zone. He's getting up there every game, handed opportunity after opportunity. Guys on base, the opposing pitcher on the rope. He's got to throw a strike, and he's swinging and missing by 2 feet. When does Aaron Judge wake up?
Well, I mean, again, the Yankees just can't get the job done. In a big spot, Judge comes up in the first inning, a chance to change the game. He doesn't do it. I mean, it's the same old story with the Yankees. Rodon is, we all love Carlos Rodon. Look at the money. Oh, look at his bounce back. Great attitude. Tough guy. Can't wait to pitch in the postseason. He stinks. Carlos Rodon is worthless. That's number one. Jazz running his mouth, number two. He doesn't, Jazz Chisholm is a Marlin, okay? You're not used to New York. You don't understand what the expectations are in this town. Dancing and prancing along the base paths for a home run where you're losing in the ninth inning, that's an embarrassment. And then saying the other team got lucky, good. The Yankees woke up the Royals, who, by the way, they aren't even that good. If they were good, the Yankees would be buried in these first two games. And then Judge not getting the job done. I mean, I'm not going to get on Aaron Judge, BT, but the facts are what they are. The Yankees just have not performed the way that they did in the regular season, in the postseason. It's been two games. You want to say people make a big deal of it because it's only two games, but Judge has come up multiple times already in these games with a chance with one swing to change the feel early on, and he hasn't gotten a job done.
Hey, listen, if you're not going to get on Judge, I have no problem getting on Judge. You cannot be that guy. And I know that baseball's different. There is randomness, but this is no longer incredibly random. I mean, it seems to be the roadmap here. The Yankees play regular season games. Aaron Judge looks like a combination of Babe Ruth and Willie Mays and Hank Aaron. And then the Yankees play in the playoffs, and Aaron Judge forgets how to play.
I mean,
there's no way Aaron Judge gets a pass. He's 32. He's in his absolute prime, the apex of his prime. Get it done.
Yeah, the problem is, though, nobody else is getting it done. And it would
nobody
been,
else has Aaron Judge's contract, and nobody else has Aaron Judge's profile.
Understood, but it's more than just that. It's just, here's the bottom line. We said this whole thing with the Yankees all year long. They weren't that good. And what was the counter that everybody kept saying? Well, nobody else is that good either. To a point where I'm like, ah, well, the Royals stink. The Yankees should sweep the Royals. The Royals should have swept the Yankees. They are lucky. The Yankees are lucky. I don't know how we said it after game one. Oh, yeah, but Sal, but they won. No, look deeper. There were a lot of bad signs in game one. And then in game two, it was even worse for the Yankees. I can't focus just on Aaron Judge, BT. It's two games to me. And I still feel watching him. I don't look at a guy who's lost. I don't look at a guy who I don't believe is going to get it done.
Yep.
I still feel, I thought it last night at the stadium, I still feel every time Judge comes up, he's going to do damage. He hasn't gotten the job done yet,
but
I still feel like he's going to do damage.
Okay, but those are two very different things. Being lost and still thinking he's going to find his way out of it are two completely different things. I agree with part of it, and I couldn't disagree with the other part. He is lost.
Whoa.
What's going up? Devontae Adams, Jets.
You got a Jets news coming up right now. It's not that.
What?
Robert Saleh has been fired.
What? Are you serious?
Adam Schefter just put it out now.
Wow. All right. Okay. All right. First of all, that is stunning.
I got goosebumps, man.
Wow. Now, that is the right move. I am stunned. Stunned that Woody Johnson did this. I said yesterday, if it keeps up like this, then Woody's going to have to step out of character, and Woody's going to have to deliver an in-season edict or take a very public persona and just lay down the law, and he doesn't like doing that. For what I commend Woody, this doesn't mean it saves anything, but for Woody Johnson to do this now, I am stunned, but it is absolutely the right move, and Saleh's a good guy. He's an awful coach, and the Jets had to do this.
The Jets,
wow!
Yeah, but the Jets just can't help themselves here.
Wow!
Because they should have been smart enough to realize that he wasn't the guy after last season. And now they do it 5 weeks in. Who's taking over? Do we know who's taking over yet?
I don't. Does Hoff just ran out to get some sound? Is it going to be Ulbrich? We'll get that. Wow. That, I got to tell you.
Jets informed Saleh. This is from Adam Schefter. Jets informed Saleh of their decision minutes ago. There will be a new head coach for Monday night's game versus Buffalo.
Dude, I mean, now is there a chance that they go and they get Mike Vrabel? That they talk to Belichick? Do they elevate somebody from the staff? It better not be Hackett.
Can I just say that, first and foremost, I do genuinely feel bad. Like, he didn't deserve to get the job or keep the job So, but just the human side of it, like a part of me feels bad for Robert Saleh and his family.
I know that's not what we do here, sports fan.
I just, that's like an initial thought. Okay, now that we got that out of the way, like personally, I feel bad for Robert Saleh.
And we always preface it with, he's a good guy. Like anytime we'd get in on him, like it was, hey, we like him, but he's just not it.
But here's why a part of me wanted to say that, because if they just did it after last year,
I know,
it would have been easier for everybody involved.
Yep.
You fire him because he didn't do the job. You have a clean slate. You go get a real head coach and you move on this year. Now you're doing it 5 games in. It's like, that's an embarrassment of ridiculous level.
Okay, it might be an embarrassment, but it's even more embarrassing to keep this charade up. That's why I commend the Jets. And again, it sounds callous. It's not meant to be. When you finally, now, it took them, as always, because they're the Jets, a lot longer to figure this out than it took us to figure this out, that he's not the right coach. The worst thing would be to keep doubling down and tripling down on something you know was not it. I mean, this is a very un-Jets-like move, and I think it's the right move. This tells you that behind the scenes, the Rodgers-Saleh dynamic was even worse than presented. Sal, you and I have been in this business a long time. I don't know if I've ever been more stunned.
Yeah.
Then I am stunned right now.
Agreed. I'm kind of in shock and just trying to piece it all together here. But also, BT, as you talk that out and we think about this live reacting to Robert Saleh getting fired here, number one, I don't think it's going to make a difference for the Jets. Like, unless they bring in Belichick, which would make a difference with any organization, I don't foresee that. I assume they're going to elevate Ulbrich. I would hope it's not going to elevate Hackett. But who knows? The other part of it is that Rodgers clearly, like, this is the issue with the Jets. Aaron Rodgers is running everything. Aaron Rodgers, so you still have a 41-year-old quarterback who's hobbled now, who just threw 3 interceptions the other day, who's running the show. Like, I get why Jet fans like yourself would be hopeful and feel the need to have some kind of, you know, somebody's got to pay the price for this bad start. But I still, like, it's still, the foundation is still broken, severely broken. And they should have just done this a year ago. Like, now is not, to me, the right time to be doing it.
You know, there's a lot of times when you fire a coach, right? You do it to give the fans a pound of flesh. And that could be maybe, I'm just throwing out some random names, Hanley or Mickey Callaway or Isaiah Thomas during those messy Nick years, right? This is not a pound of flesh. I'm happy that you said it. I said it as well. There's no way to look at Robert Saleh and feel like this anger, that this venom, this deep level football sporting hatred pertaining to sports, clearly, that we have felt to a lot of other figures in the city, because he is a good guy. But he is as inept a head coach as they've ever had.
Oh, but
that's saying something.
But if we knew that a year ago,
I understand. We knew it.
I'm saying he's the worst head coach in the league a year ago.
Yep.
So why would they then keep him in the offseason? Why would they then go into the year with Robert Saleh
as
the head
coach?
And fire him after 2-3? Like,
can't answer that.
It's been a lot worse with the Jets, and you're going to fire him after 2-3?
But it's the presentation. Like, it's the empty press conferences. It's the lack of authority. It's the lack of a grip on the direction of this team. And there was a quote yesterday from Quincy Williams. I paraphrase, but he said something along the lines of, hey, we got to start being accountable. And he dropped an expletive. I appreciated his passion. He's like, I'm tired of this. There is no accountability. I'm sorry. When you look the way the Jets look, and one of your star defensive players is coming out saying there's no accountability, I'm not looking at the creaky quarterback. I'm looking at the coach.
I think the cadence thing was the nail in the coffin.
Yeah, well, I mean, that didn't help.
Because that's as bad as it gets.
Wow.
When he's saying, well, maybe we got to change the cadence, and Rodgers is like, what? How about we start holding guys accountable, basically?
Yeah. There you go.
But that was a prime example, and you heard it from the coach, and it just made no sense. And it was the prime example of him not holding guys accountable since he's been here. Yeah, I mean, it's not a shocking result in that Saleh got fired. Mm-hmm. It's shocking the timing of it.
Yes.
That he got fired.
Yes,
I mean, that is.
I don't know. I'll tell you the other thing, too. I mean, the Jets didn't look prepared to go to London. You know, like, just the way they start games. You watch them on a weekly basis. And I said yesterday, listen, I know the NFL is a lot harder than we make it seem on the radio, but it shouldn't look this hard. And the concepts are old. The direction is missing. The accountability is not existing. The passion is not there. Too often the focus is not there. The sloppiness is too prevalent. Hey, this is big boy business. I'm sorry. you know, he's got a lot of money. Not that money,
yeah,
you know,
right.
is the wound healer. I don't associate money with happiness. His life is not in dire straits economically like a lot of people, so I don't feel badly there. Not a good coach. And there's just too much hanging on this season. I am stunned that Woody did this, and I am happy that Woody did. I know that that sounds so mean, but it is what it is.
All right, well, there you have it. I mean, we started talking about the Yankees loss last night, and now it's going to be all about Robert Saleh. The Jets have fired Robert Saleh just moments ago, and when we get word on who's going to be taking over as Jets head coach, is it going to be somebody, a new head coach, Monday night against the Bills? We will obviously get you that. BT, it's Al on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Mike is in Vermont. What's up, Mike?
I can't believe this. I agree with BT. BT, agree with everything you said about him. They should have fired him over a year ago, but I can't believe they did it right now. My thing right now is, and I've been watching the Jets forever, and you guys don't like hearing people say that, but I saw their Super Bowl win back in 69, Namath, whatever, all that. Who do you think? Is Bill Belichick a possibility?
I don't think Bill is. Now, I think Bill's a pipe dream.
Really?
I mean, I would take him, but I think that Bill Belichick loathes the New York Jets organization.
He doesn't like Woody.
He doesn't like Woody. I think now the things seem to be significantly stabilized if they ever were really in disrepair with the Giants. With Dable, maybe that's not an opportunity that's going to present itself that maybe some of us thought it could this offseason with the Giants, who he does revere. Nobody hired him this past offseason.
What about Vrabel?
I would hire Vrabel in a second.
Right, but
I love Mike
okay,
Vrabel.
So then I guess I could just ask you, like, if it comes out that they hired Vrabel, you're going to be on cloud nine.
I love Mike. Yeah, I think Vrabel's an outstanding NFL head coach.
And what if it's Ulbrich or Hackett?
If it's Hackett, I'm going to flip out. If it's Ulbrich, I'm going to say that's probably what I'm expecting.
What do you think? Let's take a guess.
I think it's going to be Ulbrich. There's no way it can't be Hackett.
I think it's going to be Hackett.
It can't
be. It's the Rodgers show.
It can't be Hackett. Remember him with Denver?
It's the Rodgers show, though, BT.
That would set me off, man. I mean, at that point...
He at least has head coaching experience. You think Ulbrich's going to be any different than Robert Saleh?
I don't, but you got to try something at this point. I don't. I mean, maybe a little more fiery, maybe a little bit more all over the building, maybe a little bit more willing to knock on the offensive door and say, hey, listen, guys, we got to do this, we got to do that. I just feel like Robert Saleh was so disconnected initially from the offense and then even lately, like, disconnected from the team. I sent the video when I was in Tennessee, and I was stunned. This is when the Jets were losing 10-0 at this point, right? 7-0. I was absolutely stunned how removed he was from everybody. They looked so inadequate and so unprepared. And he was just this figure of isolation, and it just didn't match up. I couldn't imagine any coach not being involved in a game at all to the degree that he was not involved in it with, and it's every week. So maybe Ulbrich being more involved is a start, but I don't know, Sal.
It is going to be Ulbrich. Hoff, who has that?
It is
going to be Ulbrich?
Zach Rosenblatt just put it out there.
All right, thank God it's not Hackett. Thank God. And now get rid of Hackett. Don't stop. Honestly, I'd fire him too. I'm dead serious. I'd fire him too.
I mean,
get rid of him.
But this is just not going to...
I don't care what Rodgers thinks.
Yeah. Well, but...
Tough.
But that's the problem.
Tough.
You may not care. I may not care. They care.
Well, they got to stop caring.
But then where do you go from? Like, the Jets could have a new head coach next year. We all knew that.
Yep.
But this year's already... It's over.
No, it's not over. Not if you beat the Bills and you're 3-3 or in first place. It's not over. I know that sounds crazy, which is why, again, I laud Woody Johnson for doing it. It's a Hail Mary. Yeah. I don't know if they catch it and they actually get in the end zone, but to do nothing was unacceptable.
Right.
And here we are.
Yes, but the problem is if I could see it and you could see it and other fans could see it last year.
I get it, but they missed the window. You're not wrong.
And they could have had Vrabel, let's just say, like Belichick was.
Could have had Harbaugh.
Well, I mean, that's, yes. But whoever it was, they could have had a new head coach, clean slate coming into this year with that loaded talent and Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
And instead, they doubled down on Saleh, which we all knew was the wrong move, and it only took them 5 weeks to realize it. And now you ruin the season here. Huh? All right, BT and Sal, I'm still in shock. BT and Sal on the Fan, we'll have your calls react. Robert Saleh out. Ulbrich going to be elevated. Jets have a new head coach. 888-808-1019.